What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived. And really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second. Door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
This is Five Star Match Game, AEW edition.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. I am your humble host, Joe Gagne. Today we are delving into the world of All Elite Wrestling. And I once, this is true, attended a Dynamite not held in the state of Florida. So I feel well prepared to host this show. And there may literally be no better panel on the planet Earth. We have all three members of the Everything Elite podcast joining us. Up first, he is not only the host of Everything Elite, he is also the host of Jumping Bomb Audio, also on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. The man who scored a 920 on his SATs, Mr. Aaron Bentley. Aaron, how are you doing?
And that's after they raised the total number of points you can possibly get. So it was really bad. I'm doing fine. I'm very anxious because I have bad brains. I don't remember things. I'm going to get my ass kicked tonight. So,
all right. Appreciate the competitive spirit. up next, in addition to Everything Elite, he also co-hosts the Open the Voice Gate podcast on this very network. Returning champion and Guy's Grocery Game super fan, it is Iron Mike Spears. Mike, how are you?
Hey, y'all. It's your old pal, Iron Mike Spears. I love grocery game shows. So I know, like, I spent time when I discovered that the new Supermarkets Week was both on Hulu, and then the old episodes of it with David Ruprecht were on Amazon Prime. That ate up my time for a good week. But I'm glad to be back here. I'm glad that you've had me on here for a second time, Joe. To my understanding, if I win this one now, that makes me a two-time champion. At what point do I get my free sub? Like, is that 10 wins that I get a free sub? I'm just trying to get
five before the horse, Mike.
Five. Okay, sweet. So I might be 40% of the way to a free sub at this point. But yeah, I think that Aaron is underselling himself because he knows how sleep deprived I've been over the last 2 months. So I think that Aaron might. I think this is going to be a good 3-horse race here tonight. I'm stoked to get along with it.
All right. And speaking of that third horse, last, never least, the third chair of Everything Elite. And a man who once said 9/11 wasn't shit, that was a Tuesday. It's Nate. Nate, how you doing?
Hi, Joe. I'm doing well. I do not remember saying that at all. It does sound like something I would say. Do you remember the context for when I said that?
Yes, it was during a very heavy period of COVID deaths in which we were averaging about 3,000 a day.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. That's not as funny as I hoped.
no, it was a sensible thing to say. I just found it very amusing out of context.
When you said that, I thought of our discussion about how WCW would have memorialized 9/11 had they still been in business. That's my first 9/11 thought with respect to our podcast.
Very good. All right. We have 5 exciting rounds of trivia all about All Elite Wrestling. If everyone's ready, we will dive in. All right. I see head nods. We will proceed.
I will confirm verbally. I am ready.
Okay. We have round 1, the state of AEW. For this game, I will give you a match or event in AEW history. I need you to tell me the state it took place in. So if I said every Dynamite in 2021, you would hopefully respond Florida. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Aaron, you're up first. Ready?
No.
All right. Well, your first event is All In.
Sorry, I lost my sound for a second. I'm back.
All right.
Are you going to be doing this all night, Aaron, just saying your sound goes out to stall for you looking something up?
No, I got these damn earbuds and my phone rang, and it's also connected to my phone, and it went out. So I'm going to fix that on my phone. Now I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. All right. Your first event is All In.
All In took place in, is it actually Chicago, Illinois, or do I have to say like whatever the actual place is?
The state, I believe. The state is fine.
Oh, the state, Illinois.
Illinois is correct. You're on the board. All right, Mike, you get the first double or nothing.
Nevada.
Nevada is correct. All right, Nate, you have the first episode of Dynamite.
The difficulty has stepped up for my question, I noticed. I think this was not in a state, but was in the District of Columbia?
Well, Washington, D.C. was just voted to be a state, so I will accept that. That is correct. All right, Aaron, back to you. The first Full Gear.
Maryland.
Maryland is correct. Stays perfect. Mike, back to you. The second Revolution pay-per-view.
The second Revolution pay-per-view was in Florida.
That is correct. Everyone perfect so far. Nate, you get Thanksgiving Eve 2019.
I think that was Illinois. I think I was at that show.
If you were, you are correct. Illinois is correct. All right, Aaron, you get Fyter Fest 2019.
Florida.
Florida is correct. All right, Mike, you get Dynamites 26 through 30, which were April 1 through 29 of 2020.
That would be Norcross, Georgia.
And it was the city, too. Georgia is correct. All right, Nate, you have the acclaimed 5-star Cody Dustin Rhodes match.
That was Nevada.
Nevada is correct. Can't trip these guys up. All right, Aaron. The finals of the tag tournament to crown the first tag champions.
Oh, man. The finals of the tag tournament. So it was, SCU won. I want to, did that happen on the Jericho cruise? Did that happen in international waters?
Oh, no, it was West Virginia. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Wouldn't have gotten that. No way.
Mike, you have the Dark Order angle that closed the show that everyone hated on December 20th, 2019.
Okay, difficulty mode has been engaged here. Okay, I'm thinking backwards now. Kansas City, Missouri?
Oh, it was Texas. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Cedar Park. My bad.
All right, Nate. Nyla Rose wins the women's title.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, the first women's title match was the first Dynamite. Nyla Rose winning it from Riho was on another Dynamite? I don't know. I'm just going to pick a populous state. Pennsylvania.
Oh, it was Texas. I'm sorry.
Texas. Also very populous.
Yes. All right, Aaron, your final question of this round. MJF whips Cody.
Oh, man. I'm like searching so hard for like little things that would bring back to me where that might have happened. I don't know. I'm going to go with Pennsylvania. I'm just going to go with Nate.
Oh, it was Alabama. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. It was even more problematic because of
that. People did say that. There were claims. Yeah.
And it was at the Werner von Braun Center in Alabama, if I'm right.
Woof.
All right, Mike, your final question is the Pack John Moxley time limit draw.
The Pack John Moxley time limit draw, Florida.
No, it's Pennsylvania. I'm sorry.
Oh, I should have wondered what they were going.
We guessed it twice in a row.
All right, Nate, your final question. Kenny Omega and Adam Page win the tag titles.
That did happen. I remember that occurring in time. Can't especially recall who they beat for them. They weren't the second ever champions, were they? Maybe they were. Doesn't stand out to me. Was that on paper? Let's go with Maryland.
Oh, I was looking for the ocean. That was on the Jericho.
That was the Jericho.
Oh,
I don't remember that.
That was close earlier.
All right. We started strong, faltered a little bit there, but everyone has 3 points right now. So,
I mean, I might be okay at wrestling trivia. I am terrible at geography just in general. So I give myself a pass for that.
All right, moving on to round 2. Who did the Elite defeat? The Elite all had storied careers before founding AEW. For this game, I'll give you an accomplishment of Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, or the Young Bucks. You tell me who they beat to accomplish it. So if I say Kenny Omega to win the IWGP title, you hopefully respond Kazuchika Okada. Because I'm so nice, I will let you know where the wrestler in question is currently signed or wrestling. All right, Mike, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes, I think I am.
All right, your first question is Cody to win the NWA title. And the wrestler is currently signed with the NWA.
That is Nick Aldis.
That is correct. All right, Nate, your question is Cody to win the Ring of Honor title. And the wrestler in question is currently signed with AEW.
Cody to win the Ring of Honor title. This is much less memorable to me than All In.
2018 Ring of Honor.
Former Ring of Honor champions who are employed by AEW. Christopher Daniels?
Is correct.
All right.
All right, Aaron. I will say the Young Bucks to win their final Ring of Honor tag titles. One of the wrestlers is in AEW, the other is in the WWE.
The final Young Bucks Ring of Honor title. So I've got to come up with a Ring of Honor tag team. Only one of them is in AEW. Gosh, who even ever wrestled for Ring of Honor? I don't know. I have no idea.
That was the Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff.
Oh, God, that should have been obvious. Come on, Aaron.
It kind of throws you off.
Take a swing, Aaron. Take a swing.
Yeah. I know.
All right, Mike, back to you. Okay. The Young Bucks to win the AAA tag titles.
That was Lucha Brothers.
That is correct. All right. Nate, Kenny Omega to win the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla title, and the wrestler is currently in NXT.
I didn't come into PWG until Kenny Omega had stopped being a regular guy, and certainly after his title reign. Adam Cole?
Oh, it was Roderick Strong. I'm sorry.
Roddy Strong. I was going to go Kyle O'Reilly next, so I wasn't any closer.
All right, Aaron, you have Cody to win the Intercontinental title for the second time, and the wrestler in question is currently signed to AEW.
This is even harder than I anticipated it would be. Cody to win the Intercontinental title for the second time. Paul White? No more BS, Paul White.
That is correct. No BS there.
Yes.
Very good. Mike, back to you. You have Cody to win the New Japan United States title, and the wrestler is currently signed to New Japan.
All right. I'm trying to do a roll of the IWGP US champions in my brain right now. Juice Robinson?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. Go me.
All right. Nate, you have the Young Bucks to win the Chikara tag titles. One of the wrestlers is assigned to AEW. The other is in NXT.
my Chikara knowledge, probably know more fake names from the Chikara name game on the flagship than I do actual Chikara wrestlers. Tag team, we said one AEW, one NXT, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Chikara guys in, no, he's not NXT. I don't know. Chuck Taylor and Ricochet.
Oh, so close. It was Chuck Taylor and Johnny Gargano.
Okay, wouldn't have gotten that.
I was like buzzing in my head because I was like, this is Fist. This is Fist, Gargano, and Taylor when they're in Ronin. Like, I was jumping through the screen on that one, Nate.
Yeah, give Mike the harder ones now, and I'll take his easy ones because he seems happy with those.
I was just going to say a couple of ants, you know, and see if that got me anywhere.
All right, well, Aaron, your next question is Kenny Omega to win his only G1 climax, who he beat in the finals, currently signed to New Japan.
I believe it was Hirooki Goto.
You believe correctly. That is correct.
Yes.
All right, Mike. Kenny Omega to win the All Japan Junior title, and the wrestler is currently signed to Dragon Gate.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Kenny Omega.
Pat question earlier.
Jeez, I'm thinking time frame now currently in Dragon Gate. Kagetora?
Oh, it's Kai.
Oh, my main man, Kai.
Yes.
Kai. Joe, you will enjoy this, that this is some deep EE lore. I don't think it's deep EE lore. We were the only people at House of Glory at WrestleMania weekend 2019 to be cheering for Kai. Because Kai showed up in WrestleMania weekend, and the look he gave everyone in the crowd was disappointment that he was getting cheered. Just a great man, Kai.
He was definitely unsettled. He was unsettled by our show of support.
All right, Nate, back to you. You have Cody to win the OVW television title, and the wrestler is currently signed to AEW.
Sean Spears.
Oh, that's correct.
All right.
All right, Aaron, you have the Young Bucks to win the House of Glory tag titles. Wrestlers in question currently signed to AEW.
The House of Private Party.
Just talking hog, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Santana and Ortiz.
Oh, that's tough.
Is this an explicit tag show? I almost dropped an F-bomb.
You certainly may. That's fine.
I decided not to.
All right, Mike, your final question. See, Kenny Omega to win his first IWGP Junior title, wrestler currently signed to New Japan.
Okay, this is like a, I think this is a trick question, because I think Kenny Omega had an IWGP Junior Championship run when he was with DDT, I believe. I'm thinking this out in my head because I have no clue. So I currently still in New Japan.
I think Taguchi. You're actually thinking it out Taguchi. With voice to audio is what you're doing.
Voice audio, yeah. I'm guessing Ryosuke Taguchi.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Voice to audio, right. Baby.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, Nate, your final question. The Young Bucks to win the DGUSA tag belts. One of the wrestlers was signed to AEW. The other is not signed anywhere right now.
DGUSA tag belts was signed to AEW. Kind of limits our options. I suppose the logical answer there would be Shima.
I would say that you are halfway there, yes.
Okay. Who was Shima tagging with in DGUSA? If only I had listened to a retrospective podcast about the history of DGUSA recently. I imagine I might know this. Gamma.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was AR Fox.
Gamma.
Good match.
Nice flyer.
That match did roll. Gamma was at WrestleMania week in 2010, and he was the most popular person in the building not named LA Park.
Did he do the water spitting spot?
Oh, yeah, he did the Devil's Kiss, yeah.
Well, that'll work every time.
When you said no longer signed to AEW, I was trying to figure out if Matt Cardona ever worked Dragon Gate USA.
All right, Aaron, your final question. Kenny Omega to win the DDT King of DDT open weight title. The wrestler is currently signed to the WWE.
Okay, so it's a DDT wrestler who's now in WWE. But I noticed earlier that if they're in NXT, you will say NXT rather than WWE.
That is correct.
So it has to be somebody WWE main roster. I've didn't watch a ton of DDT in my entire life. I have no idea. No clue.
All right. It was El Generico, who we assume to be Sami Zayn, right?
Of course. Damn it.
That I should have thought of.
Doesn't even want to wager a guess. Would rather just say he doesn't know than name a name.
Who has worked DDT that is now in WWE now? That's a pretty short list, Aaron. You can't
Mike,
even say
Mike coming sorry. Hard. Mike coming for him
oh,
hard.
I had a feeling Joe was about to ask this question, so I was racking my brain about this, and I'm very glad that you got it and I didn't.
Mike, he hasn't asked about a promotion that I very intently follow, and I got it wrong. So, I mean, I wouldn't be flapping my wings too fast over
Ooh.
There. That's a meetup. Mike Spears Ooh. Idiom, by the way.
All right. At the end of round two, we have Mike in the lead with 7 points, Nate and Aaron tied with 5, with plenty more game to play.
Okay.
We're still in this, Nate.
And now this brings us to our sponsors. Support for the 5-Star Match Game is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. We have an exclusive offer for my listeners. 20% off and free shipping with the code 5-STAR. That's all one word, FIVESTAR, at manscaped.com. You can get plenty of great tools, like the Lawnmower 3.0. And I got hooked up with a bunch of great supplies and tools, and I know everyone on this show has as well. They work great. Manscaped is a tremendous company. So again, get 20% off and free shipping with code 5-STAR at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped. Use code 5-STAR. Unlock your confidence. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And now,
Aaron, did you notice how little he mentioned balls in that ad read?
You see, this is professional.
Balls were conspicuous by their absence.
I get that a lot, I have to say. All right. On to round three, my favorite game, List Them and Learn, the game of contestant interaction. For this game, I'll give you a category. Say everyone who has done commentary on Dynamite. We'll say 20 people have done it. Player one will say the number they can name off the top of their head, say 10. Then it switches to player two, who can either say they can name more or they can challenge. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by one. You can name as many as you like. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. At the time, the player challenged has to name the proper number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 questions with a chance to go first and also challenge. So, up first, we have Mike and Aaron. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike. 24 wrestlers can say they competed on the main show of All In. How many can you name? Need a number.
I'm going to say 14.
14. Okay, Aaron, can you name
nice
more?
Nice bid.
Or do you challenge?
I have been I've been given the advice in the YouTube chat to make the other person list them. So I'm going to take the advice, and I'm going to say do your best, Mike.
All right, we need 14 names competed on the main show of All In.
All right, so Rey Mysterio, Bandito, right. Nick Jackson, right. Matt Jackson, Fenix, Kazuchika Okada, Marty Scurll, Cody Rhodes, Nick Aldis, Heyman Page, Joey Ryan, Jordan Grace, Britt Baker, Brian Cage, Marco Stunt, Ethan.
Now, hold on. You said, now this was
I think
the main
I think
show.
Oh, the main show? Oh.
The main show. So, a couple of those, you went ahead. I don't believe, did you say, you went going so fast, did you say Joey Ryan at one point?
Yes, I did.
I know he showed up. I don't believe he worked a match.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Yeah, that they
Also, I mean, was it the, I don't remember. Was the women's match on the main show?
There was a 4-way on the main show, yes, with the women.
Okay, I couldn't remember that.
All right, so, because you listed Joey Ryan, who did show up but did not have a match, we are going to award Aaron 2 points.
Congratulations, Aaron. I
just keep this.
I got this wrong on, like, the worst person to get it wrong.
So I take a note from Tony Khan and never name Joey Ryan.
All right, the chat came through with the points. Good point there. All right, so our next game is Nate and Mike. Question 2. AEW held tournaments for the tag and TNT titles. 22 men can say they competed in said tournaments. Nate, how many can you name?
Now, does this include the random three-way tag team matches that were to establish who gets a bye in the tag team tournament?
No, this is just the actual.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to start conservative. I'm going to say 7 people.
All right, 7. Conservative number there.
With your conservatism, Nate.
So, 7 of 22.
Yep.
10. I can name 10.
10. Jump to 10. All right, Nate.
11.
Oof, going with 11. That's half of them.
I could do 12.
Okay, I know Mike's feeling the pressure because he just had to list things. It worked against him. I'm going to say list them, Mike.
All right. Go slow so I can keep track here.
Yeah, I'll go slow this time. Do I need to identify what tournament they were part of or just list names?
No, just the names. I will identify the tournament.
All right, so Scorpio Sky, Frankie Kazarian.
All right, that's 1 and 2.
Cody Rhodes and Lance Archer.
3 and 4.
Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin Rhodes is 5.
Colt Cabana.
Colt gives you 6.
Darby Allin.
Darby gives you 7.
Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn.
It's 8 and 9. We need 3 more.
3 more. Nick Jackson, Matt Jackson.
All right, that's 10 and 11. One more.
Sammy Guevara.
Gives you 12.
All right.
2 points for Mike. Names not mentioned were Chuck Taylor in the tag tournament, along with Trent, Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt, Pentagon Jr., Phoenix, Sean Spears was in the TV one, and Kip Sabian was also in the TV one. So 2 points for Mike. Very good. You are done with this round.
I could have very easily just made this a three-way tie because I would have said Luchasaurus instead of Marco Stunt.
I thought the same thing right when you said Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt. That's the swerve there.
All right, Aaron and Nate, this question is for you. And this is tricky, so listen. Up until April 4, 2021, 20 wrestlers can say they unsuccessfully challenged for the AEW World or TV titles. You had a title shot. You did not win the belt. If you unsuccessfully challenge for the belt but later won it, it still counts. Looking for people who lost the title match. There are 20 of them. Aaron, how many can you name? And this goes up to April 1st, so JD Drake does not count.
All right. You were breaking up a little, but I want to be clear that it was you challenged, you got a title shot, but you lost the match.
Yes.
And it's world title, the AEW world title or the TNT title.
Correct.
Not the women's title, correct?
Nope, no women's title.
And what was the total number? I'm sorry.
It was 20.
I'm going to have to be conservative on this one because I'm a dum-dum. So I'll say 7. I'll steal Nate's number from before. I'll say I can name 7.
All right, Nate.
I don't think I'm very good at this. I don't really. I'll go 8.
8, okay.
The stress is really on me here. So from the beginning of time up until April 1 of this year.
Correct.
Thank you, Joe, for not giving me this category because I'm completely just like right now I'm trying to name the people in my head and I'm like, this is not enough sleep for me to get that right.
Yeah, I'll fuck it up. So, Nate, you're going to have to list them, bud.
Damn it.
All right.
not what I wanted to do. Warhorse.
Warhorse is
that was
one.
Also my first one.
Eddie Kingston
is correct for 2.
Mark Quinn
is correct for 3.
Phoenix
correct for 4.
It's about as far as I got. Okay, let me think. Darby Allin
is correct for 5.
Cody Rhodes
is correct for 6. We need 2 more names.
So you think you're smart, and then you have to go and list people, and then it's like, I can't even think of anybody that works for AEW right now. I can think of Open Challenge guys. Apparently, easier to remember those guys. I don't think. All right. Thinking, I don't think this is correct. Did Frankie Kazarian challenge John Moxley for the title?
I'm sorry, he's not on my list.
Ugh.
Names you did not mention. Brian Cage had at least a world title shot. Brody Lee challenged John Moxley on pay-per-view. Not the Butcher had a title shot. Dustin Rhodes had a TV title match. It was John Moxley. Jake Hager had several. Joey Janela had a TNT title shot. John Silver came in just under the deadline for a TNT title shot against Darby. We had Jungle Boy, Lance Archer getting a world title shot. MJF on pay-per-view. Orange Cassidy getting several. Ricky Starks, one of the original Open Challenge guys. Scorpio Sky and Sonny Kiss had a TNT title shot. So
I would have also lost because I would have said Adam Page.
Yeah,
was
gray
in
area.
The first match for the title.
Possible gray area.
Gray area for sure.
A little bit of a gray. I would have let that one. Maybe would have let that slide.
I'm just glad I let Nate go because when you called out, I was like, I got no others.
Yeah, no, I was pretty. I mean, I did almost say Janela. Probably should have thought of Orange Cassidy and MJF, but didn't.
All right. So at the end of three rounds, we have a tie. Mike and Aaron, both with 9 points. Nate, a little bit behind with 5. Plenty of game left to play. We are up to round 4. What's the stipulation? For this game, I'll give you a match, a date, and the show it aired on. You tell me the stipulation it was competed under. So if I said John Moxley versus Kenny Omega at Revolution from March 7th, you'd hopefully respond barbed wire exploding match. We're not looking for if it was a title match, just the conditions it was competed under. And the match may not have had a stipulation, so you just say nothing in that case. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answer is worth 1 point apiece. Nate, you're up first. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right. You have Brody Lee versus Cody from the October 7th, 2020 edition of Dynamite.
Texas bull rope match.
It was a dog collar match.
Fuck.
So
I want to put an asterisk on Aaron's score, just that he got his last 4 points, not from anything he did himself, but from mine and Mike's failures. I just want that to be noted for the record.
Well, that's how you play the game. All right, Aaron.
Master the rules, Nate. Don't let the rules master you.
Also, I want to note that Drew Hall is kicked off the Patreon.
All right, Aaron, you have Wardlow versus Cody from the February 19th, 2020 edition of Dynamite.
Cage match.
Correct. All right, Mike, you have John Moxley versus Eddie Kingston from Full Gear from November 7th, 2020.
I quit match.
That is correct. All right, Nate, back to you. You have Chris Jericho versus Darby Allin from Dynamite on October 16th, 2019.
Do I remember that match? That was pretty early. No disqualification.
It was a Philadelphia street fight. Aaron, you have Lance Archer versus Eddie Kingston from Dynamite on February 3rd, 2021.
Do not remember this match at all. I'm just going to roll the dice here and say no stipulation.
Oh, it's a lumberjack match.
Ah!
All right. Mike, you have Sammy Guevara versus Matt Hardy from Full Gear on November 17th, 2020.
That was the... It was at the Full Gear, right? Not all.
Yes, match. Full Gear.
I'm going to say deletion match because I don't know what cute, pithy phrase. Was it the... This was not the Elite Deletion, I think. Was it?
Was it the Elite Deletion.
Oh, well, then, yes, it was the Elite Deletion.
I will accept that. Yes, all right. Nate, back to you. You have John Moxley versus Jake Hagar from Dynamite on April 15th, 2020.
Well, of course, I could never forget that match. Jake Hager's unsuccessful challenge for the AEW World Championship. It's very fresh in my mind, burned into my memory. Can't imagine going a day without thinking about Jake Hager. I remember the match. I remember hating it. I remember Tony telling everybody it was an all-time classic. They definitely brawled around. Empty arena match.
That was no holds barred.
Son of a...
All right, Aaron, back to you. You have Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega from Double or Nothing, or May 25th, 2019.
Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega from Double or Nothing. This whole show is so hard to me.
This is just not my strength. My strength is segues to ad reads. Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega. All right, it was some sort of no disqualification match. Was it the lights out match?
I'm sorry, there was no stipulation for that match.
Ah!
All right, Mike, you get Pac versus Kenny Omega from Dynamite on February 26th, 2020. Came with
the Pac questions from Mike. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that was an Iron Man match.
How long is an Iron Man match?
30 minutes.
Oh, there you go. All right, Nate, back to you. You get Hikaru Shida versus Nyla Rose from Double or Nothing, May 23rd, 2020.
Okay, that was a good match. That was in Daly's place where Hikaru Shida won the belt from Nyla Rose. They brawled around ringside. I think there was probably a kendo stick involved. Definitely feels like, again, some variety of a no disqualification match. I don't think it was a Philadelphia street fight on account of it was in Jacksonville. I don't think a Jacksonville street fight was it either. I guess maybe they don't say no disqualification match in this promotion. Maybe they like to gussy it up with a stupid term. So I'll go also no holds barred.
No, that was a no DQ match.
Oh my God. Talk myself right out of it.
Okay. Aaron, you get John Moxley versus Brody Lee from Double or Nothing, May 23rd, 2020.
Why do I just not remember any of these matches? I mean, Brody Lee had very few matches all told in AEW, and yet I still can't remember exactly what happened. And we've already done no stipulation once, so that's probably only going to pop up like once, maybe twice, but certainly not going to pop up for me again, I wouldn't imagine.
I don't know. Joe's pretty wily. He might try to sneak one by you.
But you wouldn't have said that if you thought it was a no stipulation match, Nate.
I didn't even think about it. I'm not even sure I heard the match that was named.
But it was a John Moxley title match, so I feel like it almost certainly had to have a stipulation of some sort. I don't know. Last man standing.
Oh, it did not have a stipulation.
All part of my master plan, of course.
Swerved me.
Ah. I'm the puppet master.
All right, Mike, you get Cody versus Dustin from Double or Nothing, May 25th, 2019.
That had no stipulation.
Oh, that's correct. All right, Nate, thankfully your final question. You have Chris Jericho versus Jungle Boy from Dynamite.
Stiff.
On December 18th, 2019.
Okay. We just talked about this match. I brought this match up yesterday. It was a 10-minute time limit match to see if Jungle Boy could last 10 minutes with Chris Jericho.
That is correct. Whew. All right. Aaron, your final match is Jimmy Havoc versus Darby Allin versus Joey Janela from All Out, August 2019.
That would have been the Cracker Barrel. Fuck, what was the word? The Cracker Barrel. Oh, God, I'm letting everyone down right now, including myself.
This was an attempted gift from me to you, Aaron. Talk about this stip all the time.
I know you do. We bring this up like probably once a month on the show.
Every triple threat in this promotion is, in fact, a
Cracker Barrel something. Cracker Barrel. I'm just trying to think of all the words in the English language really quickly. Just trying to speed run all those.
And instead of thinking about like the name, you're thinking about like, oh, wait, the golf tee game instead. Like you're an ignoramus.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the French toast for sure. The Cracker Barrel, I don't know. Bash. That's wrong.
Oh, it was Clash. You were so close.
Oh!
I tried.
You got the Cracker Barrel. I'm going to give you credit for that. I'm going to give you a point for
yes!
that.
Yes!
Wow.
Just seems fair.
Charity.
All right, Mike,
charity.
Your final
what a
match.
Fair games master.
Is Orange Cassidy versus Chris Jericho from Dynamite on August 12th, 2020.
From Dynamite, August 12th. This was a no DQ match?
Oh, it's a $7,000 obligation match.
Oh, this is the jacket. Yeah, this was the jacket. I've tried to block out this feud. So yeah, it was that orange juice jacket. That jacket must have smelled terrible in Duval County, like considering how much they used it and you're outside. Like, I just can't imagine like having to wear that jacket at that point.
All right, so at the end of round four, we have Mike with 13 points, Aaron with 11, Nate with 6 as we head to our final game, the sprint, where I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Nate, you are in third place. You will go first. Are you ready?
I just want to state for the record that I got a 14-10 on my SATs.
Duly noted. Are you ready?
And a 33 on the ACTs, yes.
All right, here we go. AEW's pay-per-view pre-show is called The Blank.
The Buy-In.
Correct. During Stadium Stampede, Chris Jericho got into an argument and gave a Judas effect to Blank.
Jackson DeVille.
I got the name correct. Kenny Omega beat Blank in the AEW Championship Eliminator Tournament Final at Full Gear.
Adam Page.
Correct. The Dynamite where Kenny Omega won the world title was subtitled Blank.
Beach Break?
That was Winter is Coming. The match between Hangman Page and Pac at Double or Nothing 2019 was canceled due to Blank.
Visa issues.
Creative differences was the stated reason. Adam Page once famously said he was going to do some real Blank at Full Gear 2019.
Cowboy shit.
Correct. Tyler Sinertia is better known as Blank.
Hook.
Hook is correct. After the Hangman Page Joey Janela match at All In, Blank.
After the Hangman Page, Joey Ryan entered with the Penis Druids.
Penis Druids is correct. Blank presented MJF with his first Dynamite Diamond Ring.
That was the Battle Royal. I guess there was a special guest. Jimmy Valiant.
Oh, it's Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, that makes sense.
And lastly, the pre-show for All In that aired on WGN was called Blank.
Ooh. Now that had the over-the-budget battle royal and maybe Matt Cross for some JF. Let's see. It was All In. It probably wasn't called the buy-in because that's where we started, unless the Wily Joe is sneaking one past me here. Probably a poker term of some kind. All In is what you say in Texas Hold'em when you bet all of your chips. It's probably not called the flop. Probably not called the river. Probably not called the deal. The ante.
That was 0 hour, actually.
Nothing. Never would have gotten that. Okay.
All right. Well, you had 6 out of 10 correct. That gives you 12 points. You're currently in second place.
Aaron, feel free to just quit the show now.
All right, Aaron.
It's not out of the question that I just get all these wrong, Nate. So.
All right, Aaron, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Cody pinned Blank in the very first Dynamite match.
Sammy Guevara.
Correct. Blank is the AEW ring announcer.
Justin Roberts.
Correct. Adam Page made his entrance at the Stadium Stampede match via Blank.
Horse.
Correct. Controversial gamer Blank made an appearance on Dynamite and offered Miro some advice on the bachelor party.
Fuck. What is this guy's name? King of Kong guy.
Oh, wow.
We talked about him at length on this, not this podcast, but on Everything Elite. I don't know. Can't remember his name.
Oh, it's Billy Mitchell.
Fuck, I was going to say Billy Blank, but because we were talking about that yesterday.
All right, at Fyter Fest 2019, Sean Spears controversially blanked Cody.
Hit him with a chair?
Where did he hit him with a chair?
In the head?
There you go, correct. The Inner Circle did a bit with Lou Ferrigno and Gabriel Iglesias called The Blank.
I don't know, Vegas. Oh,
the Manitoba Melee.
Oh, see, I wasn't even close. All right. Wrong state. Wrong country.
All right, because MJF beat Chris Jericho at Full Gear 2020, Blank.
Oh, he got to join the Inner Circle.
Correct. Michael Nakazawa defeated Blank at the first Fyter Fest.
Jabali.
Correct. Blank won the women's deadly draw tag tournament.
Woke queen, Ivelisse, and Diamante.
That's correct. Finally, the best friends dressed as blank during the 2019 Halloween edition of Dynamite.
Rick and Morty, baby.
Oh, correct. Aaron, you had 8 correct answers, giving you 19 points. You are in the lead.
No pressure, Mike. No pressure, bud.
All right, so Mike, you need 6 to tie, 7 to win.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Chris Jericho beat blank to become the inaugural AEW champion.
Hangman Page.
Correct. During the Jon Moxley MJF match at All Out 2020, the blank was banned.
The Paradigm Shift.
Correct. Taz caused a stir when he said AEW didn't run a blank in regard to COVID.
Oh, they didn't run a sloppy shop.
Correct. Indie wrestler Shug D was dubbed a blank by Chris Jericho on commentary.
Pineapple Pete.
Correct. As a result of Cody losing his world title match at Full Gear 2019, blank.
So as a result of losing that match, he made an oath that he will never challenge again for a AEW men's world title. However, it has been stated that Tony Khan says that this is solely a Cody Rhodes rule, not one enforced by Tony Khan.
I guess we'll accept that. Correct.
I've just been like having to deal with like all the press conferences when someone asks about that, and Tony Khan always makes that point and drives me insane. So I had to go that whole spiel.
Chris Jericho and MJF's song and dance routine was called the blank.
The Dinner Debonair.
Correct. In June 2020, Tully Blanchard presented Sean Spears with a blank that he would use to win several matches.
It was a glove with a loaded slug in it.
Correct. Blank presented the TNT title to inaugural champ Cody.
Iron Mike Tyson.
Correct. Peter Avalon scored his first win in AEW by pinning blank.
I'm going to go wrong answer here, but I'm picking a shot in the dark. Brandon Cutler.
That's Fuego del Sol.
Oh, that's...
And lastly, blank left AEW under a cloud of mystery after having competed at Double or Nothing 2019.
Double or Nothing 2019 left in a cloud of mystery. Tommy Dreamer.
No, it's Kylie Rae, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. You got 8 out of 10 correct, giving you 21 points. Mike, you are the champion of the 5-star match game.
Congrats, Mike. Whoa, you did it, buddy.
I can't believe I got Fuego del Sol and Kylie Rae wrong. I'm really, and Kai. Like, Kai is the one that I'm actually really legit angry about.
I see. So, excellent job, a 2-time champion in Mike. But everyone did a great job on today's 5-star match.
I think I especially did a great job.
Except Nate. I mean, everybody except Nate.
Nate, you did a great job. Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Hearing that from the champion means a lot to me. Thank you. Aaron, you can save it. You can save it.
I want to be clear that I set odds before the show. They were Mike minus 150, Nate plus 150, me plus 1500. So cash in your Mike Spears tickets.
Yeah, it's like a classic sandbagging situation where you pretend to be less of a threat than you are. Yeah, we get it. You tried to hustle us. It didn't work. So,
however, the trifecta. If someone got the trifecta of Mike, Aaron, Nate, that probably cashed in pretty well.
That would have been a good one.
All right. Now, I always keep a tiebreaker on hand just in case, but since we didn't need it, I don't know if Aaron and Nate, you wish to...
Did we tie? Or no?
No, you didn't tie, but...
I didn't think so. Sorry. Still, we didn't tie on the SAT either. It's fine.
Just for some bragging. Okay, extra bragging.
Joe doesn't actually know my SAT score.
No, I made some calls.
Kayfabe. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So on the first 50 episodes of Dynamite, how many matches were there? So I don't know if we'll do this Price is Right style. So I don't know if one of you wants to.
Well, I don't want to go first.
No, you want to make sure.
Probably the leader has to go first. If it's Price is Right style, right? That makes sense.
So it's closest without going over, right?
Yeah, I'll just say closest.
Okay. So it's not Price is Right style.
No, it's not. I mean, I'll just take a big round average swing at it and go with 50 episodes, right?
Is what you said? 50 episodes, yes.
Okay, I'll go with 250.
Okay. And Nate, what is your guess?
I will say 300.
All right, 300. The correct answer is 265. So yes! either way you slice it, Aaron wins the tiebreaker.
I wrote it down just in case, and I was wrong. 294.
294.
Mike, you weren't participating in this one. You got your win. You don't have to jump in and steal Aaron's thunder.
I was playing along at home. I mean, as one can do with a five-star match game, I decided to play along at home. And I just was, you know, I wanted to be included.
This is probably a little late, but to the listening audience, playing along at home is actually prohibited. Do not try to guess the answers and think you're smarter than me, even though you probably are.
All right. Well, an excellent job. Mike, since you won, you get to plug the Patreon for everything Elite.
Yeah. So usually this is Aaron's deal. So we'll see how bad I talk here. But you could follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/everythingelite. We have three tiers of content. We started November 2019 for full gear, and we've been posting consistently at least two shows a week, and they're up there forever. That's where we do our live streams for the pay-per-views, and then that's also if you are a Inner Circle tier backer, you can hang out with us immediately after Dynamite as we do the weekly episode of EE. But it's just been an absolute blast doing the Patreon, so thank you all for who all are subscribing. Thank you everyone in the chat who stopped by as on short notice to hang out with us and heckle us pretty heavily. I got it pretty bad about the Kai.
I've got some new enemies in the chat. It's fine.
We're doing that. But yeah, that's patreon.com/everythingelite, three tiers, $3, $5, or $8.
All right. And you can follow everyone on Twitter. Aaron is at Aaron Like the Car, which is confusing because it makes it sound like Aaron is the thing that is like a car. It is not. It is your last name that is like a car, correct?
Yes. My last name is Bentley. So I just say Aaron Like the Car.
All right. So I thought it was Lincoln, and you were what the Lincoln lawyer was based on, but I guess not.
That's actually true. They just had to change it to Lincoln, for kayfabe reasons.
His name is Mickey. That's Lincoln Laura's real name. Look it up.
Yeah.
Mickey.
And, okay. Good to know.
And
he's, Mickey, he's in the Bosch verse.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He is in the Hieronymus Bosch universe. There's not been a crossover to my knowledge, but the Lincoln lawyer and...
Well, in the novels. In the novels, yes. There's been a crossover.
Right. Aren't they like...
probably call it the Holler verse or something.
The Holler verse. Aren't they half brothers, I think?
You know, I think you're right. I think they are vaguely related.
Joe, you had no idea what you were getting into.
No, I don't.
Joe, not a Bosch watcher?
No, I'm not a Bosch watcher. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Anyway,
wish I'd known that before agreeing to be on the show.
Well,
probably start watching Bosch.
You can follow Nate at Epitasis, which, why don't you explain that? Because I don't know. You just threw that out there. I don't know what that means.
It's a word. It's it's like the second act of a play, like the rising action. I think it's from the Greek. It's in the text of Moby Dick.
I learned something.
I feel like that's self-explanatory.
Nate's tweets are all the rising action, obviously.
And they're all from the text of Moby Dick as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe you have never read Moby Dick.
Yeah, Moby Dick actually has quite a few chapters that are just the word Bosch without context or further elucidation.
I have read Moby Dick, and I do not remember a reference to Bosch.
Okay. Now he's saying I'm lying.
All right. On that note, does anyone else have anything?
I don't think Mike got a plug. Did Mike get a plug for his Twitter?
No.
Oh, Mike, is it Fuji Heya? I understand the Fuji, but where's the Heya come from?
Well, Fuji Heya was a short-lived Dragon Gate gimmick or unit that was formed because... people wanted to get polished and they wanted to be trained under Don Fuji. Don Fuji immediately wanted to rename all their names and take them drinking and carousing. These people were not of age, so they immediately disbanded Fuji Heya, because Heya is a sumo term and Don Fuji is a former sumo wrestler. So, and there is my DG moment of the episode.
Excellent. And I'll put in my own plug for the Everything Elite podcast. I used to listen every Friday, and now it's out earlier. And now I get sad because I think it's Friday when I'm done listening, but it's still just Thursday. But we'll get through that. That's
you know what they call that? That's the you think it's Friday, but it's really only Wednesday effect, to quote Mikey Ruckus in the AEW Dynamite theme song.
Wow.
It's in the lyrics. Check them out.
Give Nate a couple bonus points for that. He finished in second now.
Yes, there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I got the extra credit one too.
A fair and honest man, Joe Gagne.
All right, and I will just say the five-star match game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow the show on Twitter at 5StarMatchGame with the number 5, or email us at 5StarMatchGame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and our show may be edited for entertainment purposes, like this one certainly will be. Thanks again to Manscaped for the promotion, and that's going to do it for this show. We will be back at some point. I have a couple ideas. We'll see. And thanks for listening. Thanks for the live experiment. This was a lot of fun, and we will talk to you later. Bye.